J.C. Corcoran Podcast.
Too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh,
brother, 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 what's going on? What's going on?
Freckles, let's play.
Get the football now, baby. Football.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Mark. Look here, man. Look here. Hey.
That's cool. That's cool.
Let's do it all. Let's do it all.
Why not? Why not?
But do whip it, baby.
No, I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous. Don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest disc jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over.
Tuesday, November 15th, 2022, 91 days until pitchers and catchers report to spring training in Jupiter, Florida. How you doing, kids? You're at jconline.com. I made that thing myself. I love Marvin Gaye. I just love Marvin Gaye, and I especially like that song. And so, as I did with the Queen thing going back a couple of years where I took Bohemian Rhapsody and just randomly chose tracks from the 64 track recording that I got my hands on. It's the same thing with that, with What's Going On, and I just randomly threw the tracks together. You know, it might have been the background vocals, the drum or the guitar, you just heard it. So I slapped that together, and that is an original creation here at JCOnTheLine.com. All right, my prayers have been answered. Donald Trump is going to announce he's running for president today, playing right into the Democrats' hands. We'll get to that in just a little while. It's snowing, but it doesn't look like it's presenting much of a problem because the ground apparently was still warm enough. Even though it's been really, really cold, it's not been really, really cold enough. So about an inch, inch and a half, 2 inches, depending on where you are. Snow continues to fall and will probably taper off during the course of the day today, so could still be an issue. Just watch the bridges and overpasses. You should be fine. Streets are just basically wet right now. The visibility is a little bit messed up, but other than that, you should be just fine. It gives Steve Templeton, the Channel 4 chief meteorologist, an opportunity to display the fact that somehow he got all the way through meteorological school and, I don't know, 10 or 15 years on the air in St. Louis. And I used to say that it was just like annoying, but now after years and years and years of this, and nobody at that television station apparently interested in the correct pronunciation of a somewhat frequently used weather word.
Accumulating snow. Accumulating some accumulation. More accumulating snow. Accumulation. So the big question is, how much?
How do you make it to a top 25 market? Well, never mind. I don't even bring up the whole thing about him mispronouncing Illinois. He says Illinois like it's an E. Now, I received a complaint, I guess you'd say, email. JC, what's the big deal? I know you're Mr. Baseball and everything. Baseball's over. How come you're not talking about the Blues? Well, I wasn't talking about the Blues there for a long time for reasons that I thought would appear obvious because they were sucking. Would they do lose 8 in a row? Okay, so fine. They want to hang Jordan Binnington, who only turned away 45 shots last night. You know, the moms were out there in Colorado, so the guys didn't want to lose in front of their moms. You know, it's a long plane ride back. Honey, have you tried skating faster? Maybe you and the other fellas out there on the ice should finish your checks and just blast these motherfuckers into the glass. Ah! Anyhow, Blues have now won 3 straight. There was a 6-on-3 in the final minutes last night, and they still managed to pull it out. Not bad, guys. Not bad. All right. So there you go. There's your Blues update. But I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I find it very difficult to get into hockey until after the Super Bowl. You know, it's like, talk to me in mid-February, then I'll look at the standings and see what sort of chance we have and how things are going. But I'm sorry, that's just me. Just too much football. And again, last night, what in the actual fuck is going on in the NFL? This year is the undefeated Eagles lose to a really shit team. But, you know, if you show up and you don't take them seriously, the other guys are like, all right, let's just go out there and give it our best effort. And who knows? You never know. And you never do know. And you saw it again last night. The Muni has announced, and this is hard to imagine right now because it's so flipping cold out right now, but you know the Muni is talking about their season next year, and they're kicking things off with Beautiful. It's the Carole King thing, and I saw it at the Fox Theater a couple of years back. And despite the fact that Beetle Bob and some shit asshole that he was sitting with in the seats right next to us wouldn't shut up for the entire performance, these two guys are yakking away, and I'm trying to watch the show, get into the show, get into the music. I mean, that's why you go to a movie or to a show. You want to sort of be swept away to some extent. You'd be absorbed by the performance, and you can't do that when some asshole is sitting there talking. The motherfucker gets in free anyhow by conning everybody who has a ticket to anything. He cons his way in as a member of the press. Right, BB. Press this. One of these days, people are going to start standing up to this guy, Mr. Klepto. But anyhow, that kicks off the I really sold it there, didn't I? The that kicks off in June. It's a really, really good show and a great sort of documentation, if you will, of life back in the late 50s and early 60s during the whole idea of this little white Jewish girl from New York sitting there approaching the black girl groups and saying, no, I think we could do this. We could work together. And the rest is history. It's a really good show. Thanks to one of our listeners who pointed out that she and some friends and family and stuff went up to New York to see the Broadway production of Almost Famous. She said the tickets actually aren't that bad. It's like $75 to $100 and that the show is really, really good. I am so tempted. I'm so tempted. How do you justify a trip to New York? You got to pay for the airfare. The hotels are ridiculous. Even the cab ride is going to cost you $100 each way. You can try Uber, I guess, now. Been a while since I've been to New York. But anyway, you start adding it up. You know, I remember one of my last trips. This is when the movie studios were picking up the tab. Get up on a Saturday or Sunday morning in New York or Los Angeles and order breakfast. And it's like, okay, I'll have two eggs over easy, two strips of bacon, and some orange juice. And it was something like $61. It's just, I gotta get out of this town. This is crazy. And I wasn't even paying for it. Plus, got the holidays coming. You gotta buy Christmas gifts for everybody. And I don't know if I can, you know, justify just dropping $2,000 or $3,000 on a trip to New York right now. We'll see. What I don't have to do is, well, let me not blow the story here. Let me read you this letter from the City of St. Louis Parking Violations Bureau. Now, you may recall a couple of months ago, I told you, I went to a Cardinal game, I think it was in July, and I'm driving around downtown looking for a parking space, and I see what appears to be a space, but it's suspicious. Why would there be a space right here? Everything else is taken up, but I look at it, and I decide to pull in, and I'm looking around, and there is no designation for the space. There's like parking space number 2103, and then it goes to 2105, and there's no 2104, and there's no marking, and no nothing, and I'm looking around, thinking I'm being punked or something, and I'm looking, there's no designation for the space. So, of course, I pull in, I park, and when I come out of the ball game, sure enough, there's a ticket. So I took pictures. I took pictures of all of this, and I sent it to the Parking Violations Bureau, and I received this letter. Dear sir or madam, in response to your complaint regarding the ticket listed below, our investigation has found your complaint to be accurate and valid, and therefore, this ticket has been administratively canceled. We apologize for any inconvenience this matter may have caused. Do I rule or do I rule? I think the answer is clear. I rule. My dad always used to say, you can't fight City Hall. Well, Dad, somewhere out there in the great beyond, look what your kid pulled off. Oh, I was talking about annoying people from St. Louis. So let me back up and start the story somewhere else instead of the beginning. I've long had an odd relationship with the game of soccer. Trust me, I've tried. Now, also keep in mind, I didn't grow up on soccer. The way it is now, you're just there's some sort of obligatory thing when you're in grade school. You have to learn how to play soccer. And when I was a kid, I don't even think I ever saw a soccer ball or a soccer game, for that matter. I don't think I saw my first soccer ball until like college. But like I said, it's different now. It's also fairly cheap. I'll say this about the kids who have dedicated themselves, and the families too, the mothers and the dads and everybody else involved. When you learn to play hockey, you're dedicated to it because there's such a financial burden that you have to carry. It ain't cheap. It's got to be the most expensive of all sports a kid can play. Not only the skates and all the other protective equipment and everything like that, but the ice time. Man, you're talking about some real cash piling up here. And, of course, soccer is just the complete opposite. Shin guards, socks, shoes, and a shirt, and get out there. Then there's the game itself. Now, you got to remember, whenever grandpa or grandma come in from out of town to watch their grandchildren perform in a pageant or have a birthday and a party and everything like that. Or if there's some sort of an athletic event, well, you know, grandma and grandpa come with the canvas chair and they sit and they watch. And they're so proud of their grandkid out there, and they're so excited because they're grandkids are doing something exciting and it's fun to watch. My dad and I are sitting there watching one of my daughters play a soccer game, and about 10 minutes in, my dad leans over and goes, "This is a stupid game." Yeah, Dad, it is, which is, you know, an odd sensation to be in St. Louis because of how big soccer is. So it's not like I haven't tried. I really have. I remember the first time they brought in Lori Kolupny into the studio. She was not happy because for a long time it was just a case of me just not getting into soccer. But then I took a more offensive position where I was talking about how dumb soccer is, and apparently somebody tipped her off. So she came walking into the studio and she was not happy about being there. And I don't think I ever really did win her over, but I tried. I'm not trying to defecate all over their sport. It's just like I'm just not into it. Okay. So over the course of time, I've become, I guess you would say, less repellent to the whole idea. And a lot of that has to do with my two friends, Tom Schwartz and Ted Williams, who are soccer aficionados. Tom has been all over the world watching soccer matches, and they do they've been doing a soccer show for a couple of decades on the weekend on one of the AM talk stations, the sports talk stations. And these guys are really, really close friends of mine. Ted is always, always offering up stuff for the show that we use here on the podcast and on the radio shows that I've done. And Tom was my old neighbor and just a great guy. And so, you know, I've tried. I will say this. We got up that one Sunday morning to watch the women in that championship match, and we were down in the Grove watching in a bar, and we brought my daughter along, who at the time was, God, she couldn't have been more than about 5 or 6. She was the only kid in the place. I mean, we're at one of those bars, and they got the game on the big screen, and it's all adults, and people have been drunk since 4 a.m., and they're watching all this, and my daughter got an education that day, and we watched. You know, we got into it. And now with the professional soccer coming to St. Louis and the new stadium, the whole thing, if you're in my position, you'd be a fool not to make some sort of effort to get into it a little bit. It's going to be, it already is a really big deal. And of course, we got this big match coming up tomorrow night. So I'm watching one of the reports on TV and I'm like, get out of here. Just when you think Beetle Bob is the most annoying person in St. Louis, we have Matt Seebeck, who has somehow wangled his way into the position of chief experience officer, meaning that he's in charge of from the time you park your car till the time you walk onto the grounds, you're supposed to absorb the entire experience. You know, you're not just going to the game. It's all the stuff, all the periphery stuff. This guy, Matt Seebeck, had a couple of websites, Joe's Sports Fan and one called Punching Kitty. And this is a guy who would just sit there, you know, he's a little asshole in his 20s with a hoodie walking around the U City Loop with a froyo going, have you seen my website? Have you seen my website? And just, you know, making snarky comments and attacking people about things he knows nothing about. And I was one of his targets. And I remember saying to myself, who is this little urchin? And now the big soccer thing, the biggest thing in town, they put him in charge of the whole overall experience. All I can say is they must not be paying much. And I'm very curious to see what happens when we wake up on Thursday morning and find out how many cars were broken into for all these people who are downtown for the game tomorrow night. Our best goes out to our old pal Jay Leno, who was one of these guys who I met before I even got to St. Louis, so that when I was on the radio on Keishi, beyond on Saturday morning. This was in the first year I was there. I had to work 6 days a week. And so it would be a big appearance by the comedians that you saw on Letterman at the Funny Bone up at Westport. And so they would bring them in on Saturday morning to sit with me and just sort of clown around. And I already knew Jay a little bit, so it made me look like a big shot when, you know, you turn on your radio on a Saturday morning, and there I would be sitting there with Jay Leno, and people, oh, the guy from the Tonight, what was it? Yeah, you saw him on Letterman, right. People were still mispronouncing his name back then. But over the years, Jay and I became actually sort of pals.
And here is my qualification for calling somebody a pal. When you are a major show business entity like Jay Leno, and I can pick up the phone and I can call him. I mean, back in the 80s, 90s, that was huge. That was huge. And I was only like that with a couple of people. Jay Leno, John Goodman, who else? Oh, Super Dave, of course. And Tim Conway. Tim Conway had the hotline number. He would call the show all the time. And Billy Crystal did that a couple of times. So it made me look like a big shot. And down through the years, Jay was always, always really, really good to me. And I still remember Karen Kelly and I, we were going to be in Los Angeles for like a week for the Grammys. And I was like, well, let's go over and see Jay Leno. And she's looking at me like, yeah, sure. Just why don't you just call him on his cell phone? I'm like, no, I can call Jay Leno. And yeah, you got to get through a couple of people. But, you know, in the case of Leno, he didn't even have a phone. Leno is one of those guys like Mike Shannon. He just goes MIA. You know, they're looking for Mike Shannon. If it's not a game day, forget it. That's just the way Shannon always was throughout his career. And Jay Leno sort of like that, too. Guy get off the plane, he barely had any luggage with him. He just was one of those real, real simple guys. And, of course, by now you've heard about the accident yesterday. And he insists that he's fine. He's going to be back in a couple of weeks. We'll see, but we wish Jay the best. The world population hits 8 billion people today. This according to the United Nations. We were at 7 billion in 2011, and we're on pace for 9 billion by 2037. Thanks, Nick Cannon. Good morning, everybody. We've added another billion people in just over a decade. We are at 7. Now, if that seems like way too many people, the good news is population growth is slowing down. It should take 15 years before we hit 9 billion people in 27, then another 20-plus years to hit 10 billion around 2058. We didn't hit a billion people until 1804, so it took humans 300,000 years to hit the 1 billion mark and just over 200 years to add 7 billion more. I think this sex thing might be catching on. Then after 1804, it took another 123 years to hit 2 billion. That was in 1927. You can see what I'm saying here. Some people, including Elon Musk, don't want population growth to slow down, and they think it could lead to population collapse, so we wouldn't have enough young people to take care of old people or keep the economy churning. But obviously, people worried about climate change aren't as excited about the prospect of adding more of us to an already crowded planet. I don't know, for what it's worth, the UN is touting it as an accomplishment of humanity. Current life expectancy just under 73 years. That's up from 58 a half century ago. And they think we'll hit 77 years by 2050. But while 8 billion people might be a, quote, milestone in human development, end quote, they also say it is a day to consider humanity's shared responsibility for the planet. It's amazing how Mike Tyson has become, quote unquote, family entertainment. Here's a guy who is just a out of control, powerful, semi-dangerous guy. He is convicted of rape, goes to jail, comes out, bites the ear off of an opponent, and the next thing you know, he's like as American as Tom Hanks. I don't know how this happened. And now apparently the whole thing is a big joke because Mike Tyson is selling cannabis-infused edibles shaped like bitten ears. They're called holy ears. And the only thing that doesn't make me just puke over this story is the fact that he's apparently in business with Evander Holyfield on this. Oh, let bygones be bygones. I'm sorry, what did you say? Part of my ear is missing. I used to think I understood things. What have I been saying for like the last 2 years? The two most beautiful creatures on the planet, Paige Spiranak and Emily Ratajkowski, and now apparently Pete Davidson with his 16 inches, whatever the hell he's got, is stripping Emily Ratajkowski. God! Late night tonight, Jimmy Fallon's preempted. Why is Jimmy Fallon preempted tonight? NBC late night. It doesn't say on my screen that it's preempted. Seth Rogen, Bruce Springsteen, original air date 11/15/22. All right. Anyhow, Now, this doesn't match up either, because what I got here on the screen is that Colbert's got John Dickerson and Mike Birbiglia, but that was a show from last week. This thing on the screen says John Stewart is on tonight. This stuff must all be wrong. I apologize. Chelsea Handler's next stand-up special, Revolution, hits Netflix on December 27th. Rod Stewart says he turned down more than $1 million to play the World Cup opening ceremonies because of the human rights record of the host country, Qatar. Remember Yasiel Puig? This guy played for a couple of teams, including the Dodgers, played right field. And he was built like a guy. Remember Felix Jose? Felix Jose was a right fielder for the Cardinals back in the 90s. And the guy was just a giant muscle with a bat in his hands. He looked like one of those guys who would work for the city sanitation department who could like pull tree stumps out of the ground without any equipment. And he was also, you know, just one of those sort of hot-tempered Latin players that you always hear about, you know, just sort of reinforcing the cultural stereotype. And he was sort of on the bubble. He'd have a big home run every once in a while. He'd make a big play from the outfield every once in a while. And the rest of the time, it just seemed like something's wrong with this guy, okay? Now, he's been retired for a couple of years, facing 5 years in prison for lying to the feds about an illegal gambling ring. Nice going, dumb shit. All right, birthdays today. She was really, really good. Obviously, George Clooney in that movie shot in Hawaii called The Descendants. Pretty good movie. And Aaron Rodgers was playing house with her for a while. She's 31 today. Beverly D'Angelo, who actually kissed me on one occasion, true story, Chevy Chase's wife in the Vacation movies, 71 today. The dark-haired female singer from ABBA, and I wouldn't even attempt to pronounce, well, I am going to try, Anna Fried Frieda Lingstad, 77. Sam Waterston, Law and Order, Jack McCoy, 82. Petula Clark, I'll be honest, I didn't know she was still alive. Downtown, she's 90 today. The first Xbox launched on this date in 2001, $299. And I don't like country music, but there's something nice about Carrie Underwood. You know, she auditioned in St. Louis for American Idol, and you can't deny that she's been an outrageous success. But I don't like that song, Before He Cheats. I don't like that song. There's a lot of impressionable young women out there, and they hear that song a couple times, and they really think that, you know, their idea of conflict resolution is to go destroy a guy's truck because, and get this, he might be cheating, might be thinking about doing it. So drive down, take a baseball bat, and just destroy his truck. Country music gets a free pass on all this stuff. You ever did that in a rock or a pop song? You'd have a congressional subcommittee sitting there pointing a finger at you. And here's one. In a poll, 37% of Americans say they've fantasized about hooking up in a delivery driver's truck. And all of the delivery services Amazon workers were named the most attractive and those with the hottest uniforms. 18% of Americans say they've kissed a delivery driver, and 25% of delivery drivers admit they've hooked up with someone on their route. And these delivery fantasies could be good for the economy. 35% of Americans claim they've ordered more frequently in order to see a specific delivery driver. You see that truck parked out in front of your house just a little bit longer than it ought to be? And it was on this date back in 2002. I had just been installed along with the U-Man and the lovely Lori Mack and at that time Jen Sparks on the morning show at K-Hits 96 back in 2001, September of 2001. So it's September, October, November, boom, K-Hits number one in the market in the morning. Number fucking one. Making that show the third also ran morning show that I took from oblivion and made into number one. When I say I did it, it's we did it. The question is, could J.C. Corcoran do it a fourth time? We'll have to pick up that story down the road somewhere, won't we? Because we out of time. But JC, you haven't ended with one of your dumb jokes like you always do at the end of the podcast. All right, Donald Trump, you know, making that special announcement today. If you don't know what it is, you're an idiot, which is why Herschel Walker doesn't know what it is. And Nancy Pelosi says fellow Democrats are asking her to reconsider leading the party in the House of Representatives again. She says she's so flattered, she asked her plastic surgeon to put a smile on her face. To put a smile on her face. And with that, J.C. Corcoran podcast for Tuesday, November 15th, 2022 is in the can. 91 days until pitchers and catchers report to Jupiter, Florida. We are here every weekday morning right about this time. Please spread the word if you can. A lot of you are really, really helping out by letting all your friends and family and just people that you know that used to really enjoy the radio shows that we're here every weekday morning doing this at jcontheline.com. You may email me at jc@jcontheline.com. Facebook, The Showgram with J.C. Corcoran. Don't slide off the road. Stay warm, everybody. Talk to you in the morning. In the meantime, you've beaten this one to death. Have a good one. See you later. Bye.
The J.C. Corcoran Podcast.